I am so excited to have the producer of Introducing Homeopathy, which is going to be coming out in a few months' time, Kim Elliott. Kim is an incredible homeopath and has a wonderful energy. Kim has been studying homeopathy since 1987 when he graduated from Ewing to the School of Homeopathy, and he was in clinical practice with Dr. Paul Herbstreu for several years. Kim has lectured and trained homeopaths across the globe and has an archive of popular classes on his Whole Health Now website. He was the principal instructor and developer of the four-year classical homeopathy program at the Hahnemann Academy in Japan. And he co-founded the Whole Health Now website and has worked for more than two decades to create a rich and trusted resource for the community. He's also more recently, with a team of homeopaths, created Homeopathic House Call, which is an online app used for homeopathy first aid and acute care. And now he's currently working on the exciting project that he's long dreamed of, which is a feature-length film about homeopathy that will help us to introduce our great healing art to the public at large, with the objective of having homeopathy becoming a household word.
So thank you so much for coming on. I am so excited to have you on, and I really want to share your amazing new movie that's coming out. I had full-blown tingles when I had a sneak peek of the trailer, which is now out. But before we kick off onto the talking about the movie, can I just get you to introduce yourself, your background, how you found homeopathy?
Yeah. So I was the director of nutrition at Heartwood Institute in Northern California. This is back in the mid-1980s. And I had a lot of patients who I was working with nutritionally. But, you know, most of the people that I was working with in Northern California, you know, chewed buckwheat sprouts 2,000 times per mouthful. And, you know, were very conscious about what they were putting into their bodies. And so they were eating really well. So there wasn't that much I could tell them, you know, about how to improve their diet. And obviously, they still had many different health issues. And I was looking for some other type of therapeutic modality that I could integrate into my practice of nutrition. And I went into a health food store, and there was a book by Maisie Panos. She's passed away now, but she wrote this little book on homeopathic treatment. It's one of those therapeutic books that lists a number of conditions with the common remedies and how to differentiate them in practice. And anyway, on the back of that book was a quote by Mahatma Gandhi. And it's the very famous quote where he says that homeopathy is the most safe and effective system of medicine in the world. And I was really struck by that quote, because I knew a little bit about Gandhi, and I had known that Gandhi had wanted the people of the Indian subcontinent to have pride in their own cultural accomplishments, and therefore to reject things from the West. And as I'm sure you know, India has a very old system of medicine called Ayurveda. It's thousands of years old. But somehow Gandhi is selecting homeopathy over this thousands of year old system of medicine that comes from India. I thought, how is that even possible? You know, it just startled me. So anyway, I bought that book. I brought it home. I read the whole thing that night, and I went out and purchased a remedy kit. And I had a lot of patients I was working with nutritionally, so I just started giving remedies and seeing amazing results. I mean, like even early in my practice, I saw just like, I like to share the story of my mom, for example, because my mom was this very difficult person. She was very bitter, angry, unforgiving. And after many decades, my father was just fed up with her and he wanted to get a divorce. And they were living in Switzerland, and I went to visit them there. And I was just starting to study homeopathy. And I was actually reading George Vatolkas' Stolen Essences, which were these notes that had been taken at Esalen. And anyway, I was reading through it, and I got to the remedy nitric amacetum. And you probably know nitric acid is characterized by the three P's, which is pissed off, pessimistic, and a pest. And it was as if George Vatolkas personally knew my mom and was simply describing her in the book. And I knew enough to get some type of confirmatory information. So I went up to my mom. I said, Mom, how do you feel about herring? Not the famous homeopath Constantine herring, but pickled herring, which is one of the food cravings of nitric acid. And she said, oh, I love it. So I thought, okay, fantastic. So I gave her nitric acid 6C 4 times a day. I wouldn't do that now because of aphorism 247 of the Organon, but I didn't know about that aphorism back then. So I gave her 6C 4 times a day. And my mom went through an unbelievable, miraculous transformation. She went from this bitter, angry, unforgiving, impossible individual to somebody who was literally singing and dancing around the house. And I remember the song she was singing was Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. Can't Buy Me Love. And And my, the old, Lisa, the expression, you can't be a prophet in your own hometown, that your family and friends always perceive you in the same way as when you were a little child or
Yeah.
whatever. I certainly had that type of dynamic with my dad. And but when he witnessed the transformation of my mom, he came up, he shook my hand, he said, "I don't know what you've done, but from now on, I'm supporting you 100%." And he actually even had a prostate issue, which I gave him sulfur for, and his he was totally cured, didn't need to get a surgery. And my parents never ended up getting divorced. So, it was like a really unbelievably profound early experience in my practice of homeopathy, and it really propelled me forward in my entire journey.
I love that story, and I love you shared that because people that often follow me on Instagram because they're looking at like the intro or the basics, how to treat a fever, and they're really surprised when they realize that it can treat mental and emotional
Oh,
symptoms as
yeah.
well. So that's a great
Yeah, well, you're
example.
totally right, right? Because you can treat, fevers. You can even treat serious diseases like Parkinson's or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. But you can also, as Hahnemann alludes to in the ninth aphorism of the Organon, you can profoundly and dramatically transform a person's life completely. And yeah, homeopathy has that power.
It really does, which is why it is so incredible that you're doing this film. Like, I'm like, what a time to be a homeopath. Because a few years ago, like when I found homeopathy, I was a bit like, why am I going down this route? You don't have a choice once you're drawn to it. And it's like, yes, what a time. I feel like I struck lucky because I just feel this is going to do so much for our community and the world. So can you tell a brief synopsis, a bit about background about what is the movie, what's the synopsis?
Sure. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the impetus for the film, and then I'll give you a little bit of a background about it. So basically, myself and a few colleagues decided to provide to develop a telemedicine service for the homeopathic community. And in the process of doing that, I wanted to create some short promotional videos. And I didn't have any videographers at the time, so I simply went online and I filled out a bunch of forms. And a gentleman called our home, and actually, my wife answered the phone. I was out on an errand, and I guess she really liked him. He was very affable and friendly. And so when I got home, she said, "Oh, you got to give this guy a call. He's a really lovely man." So I said, "Sure." So I gave him a call, and he's been in the entertainment industry for like 20 years and has a lot of skill. Works for Fortune 500 companies and things of that nature. And but his father is an acupuncturist. And so he's very sympathetic to natural and energetic medicine. And we had this wonderful conversation. He was very excited and he made these very high quality professional videos for us. And I realized, wow, I've got a lot of connections in the homeopathic community. I've been practicing now for almost 40 years. I did a 25-hour course on the history of homeopathy. I'm plugged into the homeopathic community. And but I don't have the skills to make a film, but this gentleman does. And I thought, why don't I proposed a collaboration where we work together and make a documentary about homeopathy. And of course, when I proposed the idea to him, he was very excited, very enthusiastic. And so we went to the homeopathic community and said, "Look, we want to make this film." And the support was unbelievable. I mean, literally every school, the National Center for Homeopathy, all these not-for-profit organizations, they all came out in support. And I think they, because you alluded to this, they realize that this is a golden moment, an opportunity for us to show the world what homeopathy can offer, because the last few years have been challenging. And we've discovered that the medical system maybe doesn't necessarily provide everything that we need for vibrant, incredible health in our lives. And so I think this is a really ripe time. People are they're looking for other options, things that can address their particular health issues. And, we don't disparage any other system of therapeutics in the film. We're very conscious to not criticize any other thing and to even acknowledge where other systems can be of value. For example, the medical system, it's if you get hit by a car or a bus, man, it's thank God we've got hospitals to go to. Thank God we've got, these advanced medical procedures available to us. Those are wonderful technologies that we can make use of, but there are many conditions for which Western medicine has no answer. We call these effectiveness gap issues, and there's many, many of them. And homeopathy does have a solution for these types of issues. So we want to expose the entire world population to the fact that homeopathy can offer these types of benefits to them. So in any case, we got all together. We decided to make this film. We've been traveling around for 2.5 years. We've interviewed Probably about 130, 140 different people. We've interviewed a Nobel Prize winner, actually from the UK, a gentleman by the name of Brian Josephson. There's actually an area in quantum physics that's named after him called the Josephson effect. And he did some work with water memory. And so we actually interviewed him, and he's very positive about the application of homeopathy in the medical system. We've interviewed a number of PhDs, a number of veterinarians, probably about 30 or so medical doctors, 15, 20 naturopathic doctors, and a bunch of lay homeopaths. So, we've really felt the full gambit of all the different people who are involved in our profession, in our community. And the objective of the film really is to make a grand argument for why homeopathy should be included in every healthcare system around the planet. We simply want to expose all the amazing benefits that homeopathy has to offer. And it's actually very easy to make a film like this because there's so much to say about homeopathy and what it offers to all living beings. I mean, do you know the story about Beethoven being treated with homeopathy, Lisa, by any chance?
I have heard it, but can you tell for the listeners, please,
Yeah,
can you
and it's just
share
an amazing,
it?
it's one of the stories we're going to share in the film. So, Beethoven, this great composer, classical composer, in the 18, I think 1820s, developed an intestinal health issue, which was quite serious and actually probably would have ended his life. Fortunately, his physician was a homeopath, and his physician cured him of this very serious intestinal health issue. And then he went on to write the late string quartets, which are considered in Western classical music to be the pinnacle of Western music. Actually, Opus 131, which is one of the late string quartets, when Schubert heard it, he said, "There's nothing left to do in Western classical music. This is the pinnacle, this is the epiphany." So we can honestly say that were it not for homeopathy, we would not have the greatest expression of music in the classical realm. And that's because of homeopathy. And there's so many other stories like that, Abraham Lincoln being involved in homeopathy, many US presidents being involved, the royal family being involved. It's just, there's so much to say and so much to share about all the things that homeopathy has to offer that it's just an easy film to make.
It's incredible, isn't it? And my brain's sort of thinking all these people, these high-profile people, celebrities that use homeopathy, and yet it hasn't really broken through into the mainstream yet. You could debate that for a while as to why that might be. Why do you think things are turning and it's getting out there now? I think you alluded to it earlier with maybe the pandemic and people are looking for something different. In the UK, our health system seems broken. People are waiting so long to get doctor's appointments and hospitals are, people on stretchers in A&E. It's really quite awful. So I think people are looking. I guess that's my perspective on why the
Oh.
world is ready for it now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are very dissatisfied with the current healthcare system. There's just no question about it. It is not providing what we need. I mean, we don't have a deficiency in antibiotics. That's not what we have a deficiency. We need to look at diet, eating well, natural modes of therapeutics, as opposed to bombarding the body with tons of chemicals that, cause lots of different effects other than the ones that you were hoping to achieve. But I mean, if you want me to be completely candid, there was a lot of censorship and a lot of dishonesty that happened over the last 2.5 years. Our media and our governments lied to us. And now that is coming out. People are more and more becoming aware of the fact that they were lied to, that they were mandated to do things that were not in their best interest. And there is an explosion happening across the globe now where everyone, not everyone, but many people are waking up to the fact that the people they thought had their best interests at heart don't necessarily have, that's not necessarily the case. And so they're looking for alternatives. And I think they're looking for alternatives outside of the conventional medical model.
Yeah, and people, when they use homeopathy and they see it works and the power of it, that's the thing. You only have to use it, get over that programming of what we're told that it's a placebo at best or pseudoscience. When you see it works, I think that's it. You have to then explore more. Do you explore the placebo
Oh,
effect in
I'm so glad you asked me that, Lisa. The placebo segment in our film is right at the very beginning of the documentary. And I think it comes in like maybe 4 minutes or 5 minutes into the documentary. And the reason for that is because the number one objection to homeopathy that people have is they believe it's simply the placebo effect. So we address that objection right up front, even before we introduce you to all the patient stories that we have to share, because we don't want you to start watching these patient stories, say, oh yeah, well, they got better because, you know, the homeopath really listened carefully to them and consoled them, and that's why they're feeling better. So we address it right out of the gate, and we actually interview a medical doctor by the name of Michelle Dossett down at UC Davis. She's a foremost expert on the placebo effect, and she comes out and says unequivocally that not only is homeopathy more than the placebo effect, but there's actually documented proof in the research studies that we have that show that unequivocally. I mean, the placebo effect acts in all systems of medicine, even in surgery, it acts. So, of course, it acts in homeopathy, but homeopathy is not simply just the placebo, it's more than the placebo. And we know that for a variety of reasons. And so we immediately follow up the placebo segment with a segment about a dog whose bone was deadened, the bone actually dead, and the dog is given a remedy and the bone grows back, which is unbelievable. You can't even imagine such a thing, and you cannot explain that through placebo. And once we've got through that, you know, talked about placebo effect, talked about this animal that was cured, you know, using homeopathy, then we segue into introducing you to all of the various patients whose lives were transformed through homeopathy. And we have very powerful, very emotionally compelling stories. We have a story of a young boy with autism and seizures who, after homeopathic intervention, stopped having seizures, hasn't had a seizure now, I think, in 8 or 9 months, and is blossoming, is coming out of himself, is connecting with people in a way that he's never done before. The school that he attends was so impressed, they invited us to the school. We interviewed the principal and his teacher about the progress that he's making with homeopathy. So that's one story we have to share. Another one is of a woman who couldn't give birth. You know, she had POC and had all these issues, completely resolved, cured with her issues, and then she has a baby. We have another man with bipolar disorder and addiction issues, who again, you know, after a 1 week of taking homeopathic remedy, he goes to his father and says, oh my God, was I being delusional? What was wrong with me? He's now an aerospace engineer. We have a Vietnam vet who was exposed to Agent Orange and then subsequently contracted AIDS, who was told by the VA administration, the medical administration, the VA, that he was going to die. He received homeopathic care and he's thriving. He's doing beautifully. So we have these very, I mean, I probably shouldn't reveal all these stories, but people probably are going to guess that these people do get cured at the end, you know, at the reveal. So we're not going to share these stories that people don't do well, but these are very powerful, and they're interspersed between the talking heads throughout the film. So, you know, we're trying to both educate, entertain, and also move people emotionally. And our objective really is not to convince you that homeopathy is the right thing or the best thing, but simply to propel people to want to investigate it further. Because I believe if they do investigate it further, they'll realize all the myriad benefits that it has to offer us.
It's amazing. I was getting teary as she was telling me those stories. When I watched the trailer, I felt so emotional. It was the trailer with the boy with autism that's on the website now, is it available for
Yeah,
people to
you can go to introducinghomeopathy.com, and if you scroll down the home page, you can actually see that I think we've got three or four videos posted there as well, and also a lot of little video clips that we've done. So there's quite a bit of media availability.
It's incredible, and it just looks so beautifully filmed. I'm so excited. Who's helping you on this? Who could you give credit to as well? Because it sounds like a mammoth task to get out there, interview everyone, and put it all together.
So we're a small team. The primary film director is Julian Sheridan McKenna. He's the gentleman who I met who did those short videos for us, whose father was a well-known acupuncturist. We have Marcy Mearns, who's our script writer. She's done a lot of writing for us in the past. We have Carol Boyce, who
She's
is also,
amazing.
she's a, I don't know if you know Carol, I'm
Yeah,
assuming.
she was one of my lecturers at CHE. So yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. So Carol's actually in the United States right now. She was here at our home for a month working with us on the film. She's now in Florida, but she's coming back in a few weeks and she'll actually be here. I think she's going to stay here all the way through the showing, the private screening on April 19th in Reston, Virginia. So she's involved. She's not only a homeopath, but she's also a filmmaker in her own right. We actually collaborated a number of years ago on a project where she made a film called Homeopathy Around the World. Which was it's a low budget film. We made it for about $4,000 or $5,000, but it's great, and it shows homeopathy in 12 different countries around the world and at a grassroots level, and it's got wonderful music in it. So she's very talented. So she's working on it. My wife, Mickey, is involved. She's involved in looking at a lot of the video clips that we're reviewing, and she's also been involved in organizing all of the appointments with the patients and the talking heads and all of that, which is a huge job just in itself. We have two different people working on the music. Seabury Gould is the musical director. He actually wrote a song for the film as well,
Amazing.
called The Healer Calls.
Ah, oh, love
And I
that.
could even play it for you if you wanted. And
I'd love to hear it.
I could you, you we could share it, no problem. I could show you a clip and share that for you, no problem.
Oh, that'd be amazing for people that are watching this on YouTube. Yeah, that would be incredible.
Okay, well let me do this first. Let me show you a short little clip. I mentioned to you, asked me about the placebo effect, and I mentioned that right after the placebo effect, we have a little short segment about a dog who was treated with homeopathy. Let me just show you that little clip right there. You might need to make me a co-host.
There we go. Oh, this is cool.
All right. So can you see my screen?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. All right. So this is 2.5, about 3 minutes, and this is the segment which follows right after the placebo segment. And this is not completely finalized. It's still needs a little bit of editing, but it's pretty close.
This is Joker. He's a 6-year-old border collie. Joker was a typical dog. He was running in our yard with our dog Charisma, and he managed to be looking at her and not where he was going, and he ran into a large boulder. At that time, we were not aware of the damage that he had done to his knee. It didn't look like there was anything broken other than a significant puncture to his right knee. At that point, we had four vets take a look at him, and he was cleared to go to World Games Xenosports in Tennessee. And while he wanted to run, we didn't feel he was moving in the way that he should have been. So at that time, some x-rays showed us that his right kneecap had had such impact with the boulder that it actually deadened the bone, lost circulation, and a portion of that bone had died. So he lost part of his kneecap. We took him into Jody, and at that point we thought we were going to have to do management care, and he was no longer going to be able to do agility, and we would find other things that he could do.
Joker had a reaction to a medicine long ago, and it made him very, very fearful. And that's when I first started treating him homeopathically. I gave him a remedy, and he became much less fearful. In fact, pretty much not fearful. Bones don't have a lot of vasculature. And usually, if a bone loses its vasculature due to trauma, it won't grow back. Animals don't have a placebo effect. The placebo of just being kind to them doesn't fix these diseases. It doesn't get kidney failure to resolve. It doesn't get heart disease to get better. It doesn't get a lame animal to start walking. But when I give the correct homeopathic remedy to them, all of these things can be resolved. I would never guarantee that, but what I can say is that if we give the right remedy, they get better. So it's pretty unusual. It's very unusual that all of a sudden, he gets it rechecked and it's back and it's there again.
Through homeopathic and being able to work with him, Joker regrew his kneecap. To me, that is amazing and nothing short of a miracle. He, since then, has made the world team with my daughter and the junior team twice. And he was competing last year in Finland as well and took fourth. That is unbelievable given what he had to come back from.
amazing. And what beautiful, yeah, beautiful music. That is just incredible. So if you're listening to this, go and watch the video because it is just wonderful. I can't wait for it to come out. I want to ask, who is going to be narrating it? I've heard rumors. Do we know yet?
All right. So, well, I'm fortunate in that I have a good friend of mine in Athens, Greece, who has a very close connection with Morgan Freeman because her family funded a documentary about the Greek islands that they produced there. And so she was able to introduce me to his production company, and she has a little bit of leverage there. And so we spoke to the production company of Morgan Freeman and talked to them about him narrating the film for us, and they were receptive to it. They did say that they wanted to see a rough cut of the film before they would fully agree, because they wanted to make sure that it was in alignment with his overall vision. They have like a mission statement on their website in terms of the types of projects that he wants to support and things of that nature. But I think there's a very good chance. Actually, I told somebody recently, I thought there's like a 99% chance that we will be able to get Morgan Freeman to narrate the film. Of course, there's always that 1% possibility that it won't happen, but I actually feel quite confident that we will be able to get the voice of God to narrate a film about homeopathy. So we'll see, but I'm feeling fairly optimistic about it at the moment.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you think Morgan Freeman uses homeopathy? We can't really speculate, can we?
I probably not, you know, because, but who knows? You know, you
maybe
know.
He will after this.
Yeah, maybe he will afterwards, for sure. Yeah.
So where can people, where do you envisage it coming out? You spoke about the private screening, which I'd like to share more information on. But once it's the private screening's done, where do you envisage people be able to watch this?
Yeah, so we're trying to get this released as what's called a Netflix original. And Netflix originals are specific Netflix films that they give their endorsement to. And then they promote them, they market them, they send emails out about them. They get a fairly large viewership, Netflix original films. We could get it released as a Netflix film or an Amazon film. My filmmaker does actually already have some stuff on Amazon presently. So that isn't the issue. But what we want is to have it released as what's called, I think, an Amazon original or a Netflix original. Mm-hmm. So we have that extra leverage and push behind it, because our objective is to get this in front of millions and millions of eyes. And one of the best ways to do that would be through a platform like Netflix or Amazon. There's a lot involved in getting something published on Netflix. I think we had to download like 50 documents that we had to go through. And that's one of the reasons that we can't call this showing at in Virginia a premiere. We actually have to call it a private screening, because according to the rules of Netflix, you can't call it a premiere and then they'll show it, because they're going to have the premiere. So we're only doing a private screening on April 19th in Reston, Virginia. And there'll be three ways to see the film on that particular day. One is you could attend the Joint American Homeopathic Conference in Reston, Virginia. It runs from April 19th through the 21st. It's actually a wonderful conference, and this year's lineup of speakers is star-studded. I mean, actually, I think there's like 16 speakers from the conference who are actually in the film. Wow. So on the Friday night, you'll get to meet a lot of the people who were actually interviewed and included in the film, not just the director and scriptwriter and myself and people like that, but actually people who were interviewed. So that would be one way, is to attend the Joint American Homeopathic Conference. It's their 50th anniversary for the National Center for Homeopathy. So, you know, if you can get over there, fantastic. And you get to participate in this wonderful Friday night world historic event. If you don't want to attend the Joint American Homeopathic Conference, you can pay $65. You can go to our website, introducinghomeopathy.com, and you can actually purchase a personal ticket to participate live in Reston, Virginia on that Friday night. So that would be $65. Or if you can't come to Reston, Virginia, you will be able to purchase a virtual ticket for $25. And we've made it very easy for people to purchase multiple tickets. So if you want to purchase tickets for friends and family members, people who you'd like to expose to homeopathy, you could do that. And we're also very much encouraging people to have parties, to purchase a ticket and to invite their friends and family members over to their home, because on that Friday night, you'll be able to hear the presentation before the film. You'll actually be able to see the documentary, and then there'll be a Q&A afterwards on that Friday night. So, you know, you can have a whole big party. You can talk about it afterwards.
Amazing.
We want to use it as a vehicle to get as many people as possible to learn about this amazing system of medicine.
Yeah, that's incredible. What's your hopes coming out of the film once it's released?
You know, my goal in all of this is to create a renaissance for homeopathy again. You know, when I was preparing that 25-hour course on the history of homeopathy, I came across this thing called a box in a book. Have you heard of it, Lisa? The box in
No.
the book? It was this wooden box that had like 50 homeopathic remedies in it, and it was sold in conjunction with Constantine Hering's Domestic Physician Manual. And lay people, nurses, medical doctors, homeopathic practitioners, people all over the United States and Canada were using this box in the book. It's a very therapeutic approach, but they were getting great results with first aid and acute care types of conditions. And this caused such a upswell in interest in homeopathy that in 1860, when the Republicans swept into office in the United States under Abraham Lincoln, they were all proponents of homeopathy. They were actually appointing homeopathic medical physicians to high-level posts in the U.S. government. And I was reading this and thinking, wow, I mean, this is a real renaissance for homeopathy. When the leaders of your country are promoting homeopathic medical doctors, they're trying to build homeopathic hospitals. I said, how can we recreate that type of a renaissance today? And as you mentioned earlier, the time is ripe. People are looking, they want something else. They want something that can not just fix this particular pain, but make them feel healthy, that they want to engage and embrace the world fully, that they want to make their lives complete and happy. That's what homeopathy has to offer. And so that's my hope for this film, you know, and I'm the eternal optimist. You know, I have what's called moonshot mentality, where I just believe that it's going to happen. I'm really convinced that this is not just going to affect our community and our profession, but the healthcare industry in general.
I think you're right. I share that optimism too. And I love the way you've described how people, what health, you know, you can regain, because you might start off using it for something for acutes, but the way you can feel when you take a remedy that resonates and you can go and like find your purpose, it's incredible. So yeah, it's just amazing. And it can help with really serious illnesses as well. You know, it can just help from all over. Do you discuss at all in the movie using it on crops and in agriculture at all?
Absolutely. We sent our film crew over to the UK, and I think we interviewed 6 or 7 farmers in England who were using homeopathy to either increase their crop yields or improve the health of their livestock. We had fantastic interviews. We interviewed a number of veterinarians. And yes, we talk quite a bit about the use of homeopathy for plants, for animals, in veterinary practice, for all kinds of different, where you can reduce the use of pesticides through the use of homeopathic remedies. There's all kinds of things that homeopathy can do that actually, you know, really would make the whole world a much better place, you know, not just in terms of a personal health issue, but really the whole planet could prosper from the use of homeopathy.
It's so good. It sounds incredible. It sounds like you have such amazing stories. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have a soft spot for a particular part of the film, or is it just, can you not choose at all?
Well, is there one? So hard to know. I'll just tell you how the film is laid out, and I'll kind of tell you what. Okay, so the way the film starts is we talk about the fact that there's something called natural law. Natural law means that human beings have the ability to discover the natural principles and laws of the universe. There are harmonic laws of the universe, you know, like the golden mean spiral, and yes, then they built the Parthenon based on that, or the Gothic cathedrals of the 13th century that used that golden mean spiral. And we see that golden mean spiral everywhere. You know, you see it in my arm, you can see that shape there. You see it everywhere in nature. It is a fundamental form. And human beings have the ability to understand that form and then use that in the construction of buildings or in art. So it's a principle of nature. And as long as human beings live according to the principles of nature, we use those principles, then we can do good in the world. We can take those principles and we can use them as technologies to do good in the world. Homeopathy is an example of that. Homeopathy is based on a principle of the universe. In the Organon, Hahnemann talks about natural diseases canceling each other out. This isn't something that we made up. It's a natural phenomenon. We witness this in the film. George Dimitriadis, I went over to Australia and interviewed him there. He talks about how in conventional medicine, when you would have an advanced form of syphilis and cephalopathy, where there would be holes in your brain, they would actually expose the individual to malaria because of the similar symptomatology. The person would be relieved of their syphilis, and now they would have malaria, which is much easier to deal with than the syphilis. So there are many, many examples of this law of similars in natural phenomena. And so we talk about how if we don't follow the principles of the universe, if we don't look at nature around us and use those laws and principles, we descend into chaos. And so we're in outer space, we go into the earth, we see that things are not well. There's income disparity, there's war, there's genocide, there's people with all kinds of health issues that are not being addressed. And we say, is there a solution? And then we start to, the first thing we do is what's called the physician's story. And we introduce you to four different physicians who did not believe in homeopathy, were extremely skeptical about it, thought it was a bunch of nonsense. There's even one of the physicians who was a naturopathic student. And when she found out that her naturopathic school was offering a homeopathy program, she was ready to quit naturopathic college because she thought it was so ridiculous that they would give these diluted potentized medicines that she was ready to quit naturopathic college. Well, she had some health issue. Somebody treated her homeopathically and she was cured. And not only did she go on to continue her naturopathic education, but she focused specifically on homeopathy. We have a medical doctor who had plaque psoriasis, who didn't believe in homeopathy. Again, cured of his problem. And so these four physicians who were all skeptical then lead into the placebo segment. So these doctors didn't believe in it, and yet it resolved their problems. And now they're either practitioners of homeopathy or students or advocates of homeopathy. Two medical doctors, two naturopathic doctors. And then we move into placebo, Joker story. Then we introduce you to the four patients. And then there are various segments. One is on cultural icons in homeopathy. So all of the famous people who have used homeopathy historically and in present time. There is a piece on research. There's so much research on homeopathy. You know, we interviewed Rachel Roberts and Alex Tournier and many other Alistair Gray, who are all doing research in homeopathy. And you know, again, tremendous amount of information to share. We did a piece on the history of homeopathy so you can understand its roots and origins. Where did it come from? The amazing success it had, the treatment of epidemics in the past. You know, Adolf Lippe, in 50 years of busy practice, never lost one typhoid, cholera, or malaria patient. 50
Amazing.
years. And you got to realize this is during a period of time when the mortality rate of these diseases was 50, 60, 70%. He never lost a case. So we share all of that type of information. And then we talk about homeopathy on the world stage. So we have footage of Jeremy Scherer with, have you seen Mary's Patient? Anyway, a woman with AIDS who was treated with homeopathy successfully. So we have that.
Amazing.
We have some stuff in Romania with Dr. George Yerge, with very serious cases with extensive tissue pathology, skin problems that are completely resolved with homeopathy. And then at the very end, we have our, you know, concluding messages, and then a lot of really funny bloopers to stick in at the very end, you know. But so that's kind of the overall structure of the film, and interspersed between all those various segments are those patient stories. So you keep seeing more and more about what happens with these patients as the film progresses.
It's amazing. How do you choose like a favorite bit of that? I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So what,
Well,
just to wrap up with.
I'll tell you the process we went through, Lisa. It's really fascinating. We went around, we interviewed like 130 people, and then we transcribed all of those audio record video recordings into text. We read through all the text and highlighted every segment that we thought was potentially possibly to be included in the film. And we also categorized it according to different segments. So, you know, put it, this part goes in research, this part goes in placebo, this part goes in cultural icons. So we now have documents with everyone's comments about research all in one location. We can simply
Wow.
select and plug them in. And so it's kind of like what Brenninghausen did with the repertory. You know, he broke it all apart and then reassembled it. We essentially did the same thing. We took everything into its little pieces and now we've reassembled and we're putting it all together. And it, you know, I don't want to, I don't want to be overconfident, but I really think it's going to be an amazing film, to be honest with you.
It so is. It's incredible. I cannot wait. Would you say you're nearly there, or are you having lots of sleep this night?
I have to give my wife a remedy because she's a little under a little stress. No, I mean, honestly, we're working very hard and we've got a little less than 2 months to complete the film. It will be finished, but there's a lot. You know, any type of creative project like this, It takes some energy. It takes some flesh off of you. You know, you
Yeah.
really have to work hard at it, but it's worthwhile because, I really believe that the measure of morality is what we do for this generation and what we leave for the next generation. And we should leave a better world than the one that we inherited. And this is my opportunity to give something back to people who are alive today and for the future generations on this planet.
Oh, amazing. And what a gift it is. So how can people help support you, and where do they go to find more information? What can we do? What would you like all of us that are listening to this thinking we cannot wait to watch it?
Okay, so one thing you can do is you can go to introducinghomeopathy.com and please support us financially. We have raised a lot of funds. We've raised over $300,000, but we still don't have all the funds we need to complete the film. So if you can go to our website, let me just go ahead and show you really quickly because I can't do that. So let me go ahead and share my screen. So here it is, the website. And if you go here, you'll see there's a little button that says donate. And if you go down to make a donation here, you'll see it's actually not quite correct yet because we've raised over $300,000. So this isn't correct. But anyway, if you scroll down here, you'll see that you actually do receive gifts in exchange for your financial donations. So, for
Amazing.
example, a $25 gift gives you this course on tissue salts. Another $30 gift gives you that film that I was mentioning that Carol Boyce made, all the way up to $1,000. And you can see there's some here's a course, an organon course, 66-hour course on the organ on top of
Wow.
Palestine. So, the course is worth $500. So you're just basically paying for the course and simultaneously supporting this important film project. So they can go there
Amazing.
and they can make films. And you do when you if you make a larger donation, then you do get listed in various categories. So if you make, for example, a 500 to $999 donation, you're a Calcarea sponsor. $1,000 to $4,999, you're a Ferrum sponsor. Argentum is $5,000 to, and so on and so forth. And you can see you actually get your photograph here with a link to your website or whatever else you would like. And here you can see all the people who have made donations of $500,
Amazing.
$1,000 to $5,000. The National Center for Homeopathy has been very, very supportive of us. $5,000 to $9,000. And then 10,000 to 19,000. And there's even been two individuals who've made donations of $20,000 or more.
Wow. Oh, it's incredible. So everyone, please go and show your support. And where do we can we buy a ticket for the exclusive screening?
Yes.
Is that the
Yes. Yeah, let me just see where that is. Meet the team. Exclusive screening. So you see here it says exclusive screening. So you just click on that. And again, the JHC 2024, that's one way to participate in the Friday night, April 19th showing. So here you can see, you can click on purchase admission, but here's all the information. And we, Atik Bhatia came up with the 2024, the year of homeopathy. So that's what we're calling it, the year of homeopathy.
It is. It is.
And all these people here will be at the film and will be at the private screening on the Friday night, and you'll be able to meet them.
Amazing. I wish I was in the States and I could come, but it's going to be an incredible event. I wish you sort of all the best, and I cannot wait to see the wave that is going to follow as once this is released. So thank you so much, Kim, for coming on. I really appreciate the
Thank
time. I know you're
you.
incredibly busy.
No, Lisa, thank you. You've been so supportive. My wife was telling me earlier, you've been really helpful, and we really appreciate all your support and your enthusiasm. I feel totally juiced up and jazzed right now. So thank you so
Oh,
much.
so do I. Thank you. Yeah, sending you so much love and support for all
My
of you
love
to
to you,
get.
my friend. Yeah, my love to you as well.
Thank you so
All right,
much,
bye,
Kim.
everyone.
Bye. I'll let you get back to it, back to the editing.
Okay.
So
Bye-bye.
take care. Bye.